The Gemara has a concern of Hadar Meraglayim Lamakar Ma'asi Dam that. Thank you. If I have a concern, that perhaps it will come out. Again, we don't really understand what that means. Dr. Abraham says he doesn't understand, but Bekitzer will do the best we can in terms of understanding. Someone had a ha'ara? Mr. Press, I saw a hand. Okay, so that is the first issue. Now, halacha l'maisa, the Gemara paskens like Reb Yossi.
It is goodbye valid.
It is page Kufayin Dalet. Okay. It's good to have electronic resources. So on page Kufayin Dalet, he says, as a doctor, again, this is in the black editions. There are three editions of the Nishmas Avraham. There's a blue edition, a black edition, and a red edition. The red edition is super duper expensive, so most people don't buy it. The black edition is like the standard one that we have in the Beis Medrash over here, though the he keeps on updating it. He's mamish. It's a very important sefer for medical halacha. Like the Nishmas Avraham is really the king. He's really the king of these sugyas. Oh. Now, halacha l'maisa, when I talk about meraglayim, hadar l'makor v'asidam, the concern is solved when I am mizanekes, when the urine is coming out in a flow. Now, according to Tosfos, and I believe most Rishonim understand this way as well, it is possible to be mizanekes when you're omedes, no? Rashi says, omedes iav shalol lozanek, no? Rashi says that when she's standing, you can't have urine come out in the flow. Tosfos says, yes, you can. If Tosfos is correct, and Rav Yishonim understand like Tosfos, so then what emerges is that if a woman is omedes and shoseses, I have no raya that Rabbi Yossi is going to be mekel. Remember, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. But what does Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi says, according to the way Tosfos learns this, Rabbi Yossi is arguing on Rabbi Meir, no? Rabbi Meir says that if you're omedes, it's going to be okay because we're not worried about meraglayim hadar l'makor v'asei dam. Rabbi Yossi is saying, ben kach u'ben kach tahira, right? That omedes is going to be tahira, right? Omedes is going to be tahira. Why? Because I'm not worried hadar meraglayim l'makor v'asei dam. But if it shows seses, if it's trickling out, one could argue that even Rabbi Yossi would be metame when it is shoseses and omedes, no? That lecha'ora should emerge from Tosfos's explanation. According to Rashi, this entire conversation doesn't get off the ground. Because Rashi's going to say, if I'm omedes, it's iav shalom lozanik. So the only concern by omedes is that you're shoseses. And Rabbi Yossi is mitaher by shoseses. Right? But according to Tosfos, that it's possible to be omedes and mizanekes, so then we could say that omedes and mizanekes Rabbi Yossi is mitaher, but omedes v'shoseses Rabbi Yossi would be mitame. That's what should emerge from Tosfos. Now, the Mechaber paskins categorically, Rabbi Yossi is metaher, and we're metaher in all circumstances, no? In all cases, standing, sitting, mizanekes, shoseses, no matter what, Mechaber is metaher, because we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi is always metaher. That is the sheet of the Rambam. That is the shita of the Rashba. That is the shita of the Ramban. The Ramban writes in Perek Gimel Halacha Tes that categorically you are Tahira. The Rambam in Perek Hey of Yisrei Biya Halacha Yud Zayin writes categorically you are Tahira. And the Rashba in Chidushim on Nuntesam Ebeis and in the Torah Habayis, Shar Zayin, bias of Zion, whatever it's called, Shara's, I don't, which one comes first? The bias of the Shara, I don't know. But it's Zion Dalid, whatever it is, the Rashba says that you're categorically Tohera. Good? However, the Ramah writes, Yesh Omrim, that if you are Omedes, we are going to be Metame. If it is Omedes and Shoseses. That is Lecha Ora according to Taisus. So far, so good? And that's the first part of the Ramah. So the Ramah writes that if she is Oimedes and Shosesa, she's Tameya, which makes sense according to Taisvis. Aval habayahi, that the Ramah gave us TMI, too much information. Because the Ramah, right, I think that's the official Rashi Tavis, right? Because the Ramah says that we are only going to be Megal, or I should say it like this. The Ramah writes that if it's Omedes, there's a difference whether you are Mikalachas Letoch HaSeifel, but if it's on Sfas HaSeifel, it's going to be a problem. And L'cha'ora, this distinction is a distinction that the Gemara says within Yosheves, in the context of the second Cheshash of Basar D'Tamumaya Asudam. Yet, Rabbi Moses Israelish, the Ramah, right, tells me that this distinction between Sfas HaSeifel and Toich HaSeifel is true even on Omedes, no? And halo dovarhi, this is a problem in the Ramah. Okay, gentlemen? You with me? With me? Not at all. Say it again. Okay, Shkayach. I say, like, you should speak up, but in your case, you have a heter not to. Okay, Elisha's having issues with his voice. And Yes Hashem, you should have refuah shleima and come back to full strength. Lebedek. Now, let's say it again. The Gemara has two concerns. Again, Pashtus is its two separate concerns. Concern one is Meiraglaim Hadol Makar Vasadam. Concern two is Basar D'Tamamaya Asadam. The second concern of Basar D'Tamamaya Asadam, I resolve that concern, Zok the Gemara, if I'm sitting al Sfas HaSeifel, V'nim Sadam B'Toch HaSeifel. Correct? The only time the Gemara came up with a distinction between where I am, Sfas HaSeifel or Emtza HaSeifel, that's only found with respect to when I'm sitting down. Good? Yet Reb Moshe Israelish in the Ramah says, oh, if you're standing up, sometimes you're going to be tummy because it's Shosesis. And we explain that's Toisvis, right? Because Tosfos says, when you're standing, it's shayich to be mezanek, yes? So therefore, ken min zogin, we could say that Reb Yossi is only metaher when it's mezanek, yes? But if it says Reb Yossi be metameh, that's Tosfos and the Rosh Simon Aleph, all the same as Tosfos, right? But then the Ramah adds a nekuda. He says, oh, if you're Omedes, it's only going to be if it's Omedes L'toch HaSeifel. But al Sfas HaSeifel is a problem. Hello, Ribbono d'Kuli Alma. What are you doing, Rama? How come you're giving a distinction between Toch HaSeifel and Sfas HaSeifel in the case of Omedes, when this distinction only should exist in the case of Yosheves? So far, so good? Problem. It's a problem. So the Shach and the Taz have two different approaches to deal with this, no? The Taz in Os Aleph basically says, and the Badei HaShulchan in Os Yud quotes the Taz, and then the Badei HaShulchan in the Be'urim quotes the Shach. But the Taz basically says that the regilus is that if a woman is standing and she's going to be mizanekes, it's going to come out in a flow. In order to do that, her legs will have to be spread pretty wide, and the seifel will have to be right underneath her. And it'll be toh haseifel. But the regilus is that if you are shosesef, if it's dripping out, that probably means most people don't want to urinate when it's dripping. They want to urinate in a flow. If it's dripping, that means she was trying to hold herself in for a while, and she didn't hold herself in completely. So it comes out as a drip, al sfas haseifel. Effectively, what the Taz is saying is that when the Ramah makes a distinction, makes a chiluk between Sfas HaSeifel and Toch HaSeifel, he's really just saying Mizanekes versus Shoseses. It's just the Regilus is that if you are Mizanekes, it's going to be Be'emtza HaSeifel. And the Regilus is if it's Shoseses, it'll be Asfas HaSeifel. By the way, you also get an impression from the way the Taz presents it. There's something I was discussing with Rabbi Zilberman, that the seifel is a bedpan more than a toilet. No? Because the Taz is saying that you move the seifel. No? That means it's like a bedpan. You could put it right under you or something. Okay, I mean, why then is the Beis HaKisei considered mechubar lekarka in Siman Kuf Tzadi if it's a bedpan? So these are great mysteries in Judaism. If someone could figure out whether in Talmudic times they used bedpans or whether they urinated into the ground, I'd appreciate it. I got the impression always that they were urinating mamish into the ground. In part, I got this impression because my son goes to this wilderness camp called Camp Yagilu, and they teach them how to do things, and it's into the ground. Directly, and I assume that there's a very old Masora that goes back many, many hundreds of years about how to do this. Hi, David.
I was just assuming that there were two possible ways that there are adapters and some people have basins that they
go down. Again, Enochanami, it could be. I don't know. The question, so you're saying that Beis HaKisei, if you have a Beis HaKisei, there's one, then if you, maybe. So Bekitzer HaMa'asa, that is the Beyer of the Taz, that really what we're saying is Shoseses by Omedes Bechol Inyan is going to be Temeya according to the Balei HaTaisis and the Rush, because it's Shoseses, and when it's Shoseses there's some concern of Hadar Me'raglan Namakar V'asadam. The Shach learns differently. The Shach and Osbeis quotes from the Prisha and the Bach, and everybody jumps up and down and says the Prisha and the Bach are two separate shittos, and how come the Shach is putting them together? But basically the Shach says that if it's Shoseses Teicha Seifel, it still is going to be okay. And the Badei HaShulchan in the Be'urim on this din, the Badei HaShulchan in the Be'urim page Reish Chaf Gimel basically spends time working on the Shach. I think the Pashtus, it's easier to explain like the Taz. Oh, good. Next. What about if a woman is Yosheves? Is she going to be Temeya or Tahira? Mechaber would say that Yosheves, she is going to be Tahira. I paskin like Reb Yossi, b'chol engin, Tahira. Rama writes that if it's Yosheves, ein lahatir ela b'mkalachas u'nimtzadan tocha seifel, aval sfas haseifel temeya, u'b'oimedes b'chol engin temeya. By the way, the Rama sounds like Oimedes is going to be Temeya even if it is Mikalachas. No? Somehow we are Metame Bechol Inyin by Oimedes. Oh. Now, I thought as a kid, being I didn't know this stuff as a kid, I thought when I learned Nida the first time that maybe the Pshat in the Ramah is that the Ramah is Choshesh for the opinion of the Hagos Maimoni. You see, in Perek Hei Halacha Yud Zayin in the Rambam, the Hagos Maimoni says that if you read the Gemara might be saying that according to Reb Meir, we speak about Meiraglayim Hadilamakar Vasidam, but Reb Yossi is not choshish for that. But maybe even according to Reb Yossi, we are choshish for the second chashash of Basar de Tamamai Asidam. It's not abundantly clear in the Gemara that the second chashash of Basar de Tamamai Asidam is only according to Reb Meir, and Reb Yossi would be Mitaher B'chol Inyan. One could argue that the second chashash is even according to Reb Yossi, and therefore Reb Yossi requires Yosheves Osvas HaSeifel, right? And it goes L'toch HaSeifel. If I learn the Gemara that way, and that's the way the Hagos Maimoni learns the Gemara, so then what emerges is that even though I paskin like Reb Yossi, I still need Yosheves Osvas HaSeifel. That seems to be the perush of the Hagois Maimoni. He writes, "Biyosheves lo pligi, v'chi heicha de lo metai remeir biyosheves elab kahai gavna," which means Yosheves osvas haseifel, etc. Hachanami l'Reb Yossi, l'fi shitasri, etc. Shapirsh kulam asnisim bein omez bein biyosheves ayribim zanekes. What that would mean is that by Yosheves, I need Yosheves Asvas HaSeifel to be Mitaher according to Reb Yossi, and I thought that the Ramah is assuming like this, which would mean that the Ramah is paskening like the Hagos Maimoni, that Yosheves requires for Reb Yossi Yosheves Asvas HaSeifel. David?
Understand Reb
Yossi is saying, and the Bali HaTesis like work on this a little bit, that even Omedes, where you would think there's a greater concern of Hadar Meiraglayim L'Makor V'Asadam, even so Reb Yossi is Mitaher. By Yosheves, the concern of Basar de Tamamaya is true both for Reb Meir and for Reb Yossi, and both of them require Yosheves Osvas HaSeifel. In other words, the Hagos Maimoni is learning the Gemara as if I cut out this part of Basar de Tamamaya, and I apply even with, the whole Gemara seems to be within Reb Meir, no? That would be a normal way of reading the Gemara. But the Hagos Maimoni is saying, no, Mehecha Tesi, the second concern of Basar de Tamamaya is a concern only according to Reb Meir. Maybe even Reb Yossi has this concern, and therefore even Reb Yossi would have to solve it with Yosheves Asvas HaSeifel.
Would you say Reb Yossi would be entire even by Omedes and Shosheves?
Well, according to the...
if you say it's possible to be Omedes and Masnekes, then you wouldn't say that, I guess.
Correct. Then I don't know that Reb Yossi... In other words, I'm talking about Mizanekes and the entire Mishnah, and I don't know that we're talking about... Now, the Cholkim on the Hagos Maimoni assume that Reb Yossi is Mitaher B'chol Inyan. He's Mitaher Omedes... Mizanekes, Shoseses, Yosheves, whether no matter where she's sitting, Reb Yossi's Mitaher B'chol Inyan. This L'cha'ora would make sense if I come at the sugya from a certain Lamdasha perspective. You see, Reb Meir is Mitamei, because, Zak the Gemara, I'm worried maybe Hadar Meiraglayim the Makar V'Asidam. It's not a normal thing. Does Meiraglayim usually go back to the Makar? So we can't even explain it. Right? So, Al Karkachat's not normal. So one could suggest that Reb Meir has this chash because Reb Meir is chayish lemiyuta, no? The sheet of Reb Meir throughout Judaism is Rav Meir is concerned about minority positions, about likelihoods that are not so unlikely, right? Rav Meir tells me, for example, in Yevamos, that katan uketana lo choltzin v'lo miyabmin, katan shemi yimotze saris, katana shemi timotze islandess, right? Now, saris and islandess doesn't happen that much in the world. It doesn't happen that much. Even in our new world with like a whole alphabet soup of gender identifications, right? But saris and islandess, it ain't that common, right? It don't happen that often. How come a mayor is chayshish? Because a mayor is chayish lemiyuta. And we could say that Reb Yossi is not chayshish for anything, because Reb Yossi is not chayish lemiyuta. And I think if you read the Rashba at the beginning of our perek on Nuntes Amud Beis, the Rashba begins the perek by saying this. Now, the footnotes in the Rashba go to town. They say Reb Yossi is not Chayish Lemiyuta, but I have a Gemara over here, maybe a Gemara. And like, it creates a lot of issues. But in the Rashba, I should add, the Rashba doesn't use the words Chayish Lemiyuta. He writes something about Chayish Bekol Inyan. You know, it sounds like Chayish Lemiyuta. Reb Meir is Chayish Lechol Inyan, for anything. That sounds pretty much like Chayish Lemiyuta, just he's using different words. And the footnotes at first think that that's the pshat. And what would emerge, therefore, is that Reb Meir is Chayish for minorities. Reb Yossi isn't Chayish for minorities. And by the way, both Hoder Meir Reglein L'makav Asidam and Basa de Tomamaya Asidam, these are both minority occurrences, no? I don't think these things happen Yeder Mitvach and Darnishtik. I don't think it happens every Monday and Wednesday. It doesn't happen that often. Wednesday and Thursday. Right? It doesn't happen every Wednesday and Thursday. So, if that's the pshat, so then Reb Yossi would not require Yosheves Asvas HaSeifel. And that L'cha'ira is the way the Rambam and the Rashban, the Ramban, all of these Rishonim who say that we are Metahir B'chol Inyan, that's L'cha'ira the Pshat in them. However, when I learned the Ramah, this can't really be the Pshat in the Ramah. Because the Ramah, after he says that by Yosheves, you need Yosheves HaSvas HaSeifel, etc., then the Ramah adds a nekuda. He says, "Be'omedes b'chol inyan tameya." Why is it that omedes b'chol inyan tameya? So the Shach writes in Os Gimel that really what the Ramah is choshesh for is the opinion of Rabbeinu Chananel in the Tosis on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. Rabbeinu Chananel has a chiddush. Now Rabbeinu Chananel says that the machlokas between Reb Meir, Reb Yossi, whether it's Tomer or Tomei, that's talking about Min HaTaira. That's talking about for Taharis. But Lebaila, you for sure are Tomei Midin Kesem. Rabbeinu Chananel and Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis in the Taisus writes that no matter what, this entire machlokas, Reb Meir, Reb Yossi is talking about in Tum and Tahara land. But we did Ksamim. You're for sure Tame. Now, Kesem. It's a little bit hard that there's a Kesem. Right? Kesem usually means that the Dam came Shalod Hargasha, Bechoshish, that there's a Hargasha. That doesn't seem to be going on. There's no real concern about Hargasha. So Rabbi Chananel probably means that something akin to Ksamim. But we know the next time we learn. Did any of you guys see this Taisus on Yud Dalet? So look at the Taisus on Yud Dalet. Look at the Shach and Os Gimel. Try to figure out the Shach's diuk from Rashi. And next time we learn, Amir Tashem will continue from here. And we also have to get to Halacha L'Maisa. What do you do? We get this question. I don't know. I get this question 15, 20 times a year. A woman sees blood when she's urinating. We also have to talk about the related question about a woman sees dam after urinating. She wipes herself with toilet paper and she sees dam. In that case, not such an uncommon question. Look in the Badei HaShulchan on page Kuf Pei Tes. He has a long beivurim about the wiping case. And do the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Shach well. Look at the Sidri Tahar, the Chavistas, like everything that you could follow over here. Maybe we'll talk about this next time. Okay, Kavra? Zeigewünscht.